It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
There is a list about the top 9 benefits of having work friends. Friends at work. Your besties at work. This is my bestie, Rachel. We know everything about each other. Total opposite of how I live my life. I have said for many years they are coworkers, not friends.
Yeah, you're
Although I adore you two.
Well, you guys are
you wouldn't consider us friends?
No, I think we are your friends, right?
And then I have broken bread in your family home, Jeremy.
Josh has been to my house. Yeah.
Yes.
I am taking your table.
And your TV. Come on now.
Katie's taking some junk out of my basement for her new
place. Taking part of your house.
I've said on the show you're like an older brother.
Co-workers
I've said he's like an older brother.
I've been saying that. How you guys are like brothers to me
it's
now.
It's just a rule I live by.
There we are.
I'm a little hurt.
You don't need to come to work and tell your coworkers everything about your personal life. Because it is work. It is still, you know, bottom line, a competition on who's going to succeed more at work, and they will still stab you in the back.
Oh.
Dang.
Wow.
I would never do that to either one of you, and I can say that confidently.
They will still become very sneaky behind your back and not tell you things and try to, you know, move ahead and leave you behind.
I think Jeremy has
secrets. But Rachel's my bestie.
I think this is more about
just
you.
Just speaking from experience.
Than us. I think it's more about
okay, but
you
not everybody's like that.
Yeah. I would pretty much do
co-workers
anything for
not
you
friends.
Guys here.
I was
would
just
really?
About to say yes.
Like, I would do a lot. Yeah, I mean, I would want to hang out with you guys after work. I would want to hang out. I think we'd have fun even outside of the studio. Like, and we have.
I have literally danced in Jeremy's arms.
I mean, you guys are a lot
closer. Oh, yeah, we did go to that one.
So it's like, yeah, you should definitely call Josh a homie.
Dang.
Come on.
I just feel like I got broken up with.
I know, a little bit, huh? Here's Jeremy over here, outside of these walls.
Still, though, it was just basically we filmed that for content for
Jeremy
the show.
Jeremy pulled me close and goes, co-workers, not friends.
Don't get it twisted.
I'm telling you, it's just it's just a rule I think a lot of people should live by.
You are harsh.
Because I think people do come to work and they divulge way too much of their personal life to their co-workers, which I think can be turned and used against you at some point.
That's
so
our job. We do that.
Leave your family crap at home. Just be cordial to each other at work, but they are just a reminder, they are your coworkers.
When
they're
we
not
come
family.
In every day, you literally ask us, what'd you guys do yesterday?
Then what do I say after that?
With a microphone in front of our face.
What do I say after that, though?
Because
we need
friends.
To talk about it on the show.
Yeah, well, but still.
Which is like, work.
Which is work, I guess. But
I guess.
Still, you can.
I'm still a little hurt.
With all that being said, there are benefits of having work besties. I'll give
you
a few of
them. About him.
I'll give you a few of them. Improved mental health. Because, yes, you're excited to go into work every day and you see your friend.
Yeah.
And, yes, you connect and you're socializing. Yay, that's fun.
I was excited today.
Which goes hand in hand with increased morale. So if you're around a bunch of people, you're like, this doesn't mean you can't like your coworkers and be good to them at work.
Yeah.
We are all a big team here.
Yeah.
Including Big Rob, who just joined, who we adore.
Yeah.
We are a good team at work. You all don't know this stuff going on behind the scenes. Not all of it. And I'm not going to tell you.
Oh.
Ever.
A little secretive over there then, huh?
What else is going on? Increased desire to stay with the company long term, which is, obvious. And I'll give you another big one, reduced burnout. So that's along the lines of you're still excited to get to work.
Yeah.
See your people.
Well, and also.
And it's not horrible.
They say that you're not supposed to do a task for more than 25 minutes or else it will burn you out. So I think having those friends around where you can break it up and have a little bit of a, you know, conversation with somebody while you're getting your fire back under you to go perform that task again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's important to have all that. So you make some good points there, but.
But
also,
you still shouldn't come in and spill everything about your husband and you wanting to get a divorce.
Okay, no, I agree with that.
Keep that at home.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
But you wouldn't want to hang out with us outside of work?
Yes, I would.
Oh, okay.
It's
like we are going out tomorrow, as a matter of fact. We're going to go downtown and tour a tortilla chip
factory. Yeah.
And I'm excited for that.
What's it for, though?
It'll
be fun.
Work. But
Mark just texted it. This could be a whole topic.
It really could.
And I bet we could get hundreds of people that have been burned at work because they shared too much, became too close with people at work, and were somehow burned. Mark wrote in and says, true sign of friendship, you help them move?
Oh, no.
As a matter of fact, Katie is moving this weekend. Both Josh and I have said, hell no, I'm busy.
No, but let me preface that with saying that earlier this week, I sat you both down and I said, listen, I know it's funny and you guys make fun about not wanting to help me move, but I also don't need your help. I have friends for that who have already put in place to help me. I didn't need your trucks. I have a truck. And so I told you, I was like, don't feel bad because I know you probably really want to help me move.
Didn't
me
feel
a
bad
friend.
At all.
I also will say though, but... Katie, like Jeremy lives a little bit of ways away. I live so close to where you're about to be living.
Yeah.
I probably would help you. If you were like, Josh, like, I need your help.
I know,
I'd be like, okay, I would help.
Yes.
I would.
You would help me carry boxes and stuff.
Yes.
But
and I would be there for moral support as I watch you take a heavy oak table up three flights of stairs. I'd be there going, you got this. You got this, Katie.
Come on, use those legs. Let's go.
We might want to put a pin in this and bring this back at some point and talk about it, make it a full topic.
I think so.
Because I think, you know, many people, as much as you guys think I'm crazy, they probably really agree with me
that yeah.
you got to leave your personal stuff at home, and work people are work people. They're not friends. They're coworkers.
Okay.
All right. This one came in a few days ago. It's from Vanessa. She messaged us on our Instagram account, Jeremy, Katie, Josh, on the IG. She said, hey, Jer, Kate, Jaw.
One syllable.
Saving time, I guess. I need an outside perspective because I am fuming and my husband Elliot doesn't seem to get why I am so upset. So there's your players, Vanessa and Elliot.
Okay.
Here's the deal. We keep our bedroom curtains open to let some light in, which I never thought twice about. But apparently Elliot has been enjoying the view across the street a little too much.
Oh, no, uh-oh. Elliot.
Oh, Elliot.
What you doing?
Oh. There are two women over there who also leave their curtains open, and they walk around half naked.
Oh, no.
I thought that's where this was going.
She said, instead of, I don't know, closing the curtains and looking away, or maybe just mentioning this to me, Elliot's been watching.
Oh.
Like the TV? Like Elliot's just been
sitting
down.
Been watching.
He just sits down with a bag of popcorn.
She says, I walked in on him, saw exactly what he was doing, and now I feel sick over it. He swears it's nothing. Just
Elliot.
Innocent male behavior. He says he's not watching them every day, just when he happens to notice. Yeah. Or except for that one time he watched them for half an hour, he told me.
That's like a sitcom. Oh, my gosh,
oh,
Elliot.
Now, Vanessa goes, I consider this to be cheating. At the very least, deceptive and disrespectful. He didn't tell me about it, and he let it go on for who knows how long. I am mad. I am hurt. And now I don't know what to do. How do I even begin to handle this? Is this a major betrayal, or am I overreacting? Do I just forgive him, or does he need to be punished for this?
Eh.
I'd love to hear what you guys and your listeners think. Love the show. Love Show Wants to Know. And that is from Vanessa.
Hmm.
So there you go, guys. There's your players, Vanessa and Elliot. Elliot's been watching the ladies across the street from time to time through the curtains.
My gosh.
Vanessa thinks this is a betrayal, deceptive, disrespectful, maybe a red flag. I don't know. She's like, what should I do about this? We want you to sound off. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Katie, what would you feel if you walked upstairs and your man was watching the ladies across the street?
Oh my gosh. I think cheating might go a little too far here, but I do feel like Elliot took the wrong approach with this whole thing. I think if he, one day was just peeking outside the window and saw that across the street, a better way to handle all this would have been like, hey, Vanessa, look what I'm checking out. Like, invite her to watch with you, and then you have a show you can watch together. Then you're both gawking. Then it's not bad. Then you still get to see these ladies walking around half naked. So does Vanessa.
And you kind of get a hall pass.
And you can talk about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But
I think,
you know what?
I really think if he would have done it that way, she wouldn't have felt so betrayed. Because I feel that now. Like, when she describes it, it's like, yeah, he has, like, his own TV show
he's
watching.
What are you doing? Elliot, no.
Exactly. You don't know what the plot is. You don't know the main characters, and you just came in mid-season. Like, so I think if he would have told her about it in the beginning,
come on.
It would have been okay.
Come on.
That's just innocent.
What if they have a TV in their bedroom, and he's been watching movies or something up there, even if they're R-rated movies, and they've got some nudie scenes or whatever?
Yeah.
Is he running downstairs telling his wife
every
time there's some nudity on the TV?
This is different. This is juicy gossip type stuff. This isn't just a TV show you can watch anytime.
It's just a dude dude taking a peek.
This is live action happening as we speak. I think if he would have invited her in, like, let's watch together, like, it would have been different.
But then she would have been like, why? You don't find me attractive anymore.
No, that,
you find
think,
those ladies more attractive than me.
I don't think that's how it would have worked, shook down at all. I think it would have absolutely been, she would have been like, this is fun, let's do it together.
I would need some, I need some pictures to see what he's looking at.
For research. To vet it
purposes.
Out yourself. Yes.
I'm wondering if
that.
These ladies are far more attractive than the wife, and this is really getting her goat, too, because I feel like Nick Nack would be like, oh my God, what are you doing? Stop it.
Yeah.
Knock it off. Like, she's really getting, like, I'm feeling sick over this. It's cheating. It's disrespectful. I don't know. It's just your neighbors.
That's what I'm like.
He's not going to the sneaking off and going to the strip club.
Well, and if they're full on naked, that's one thing. But if they're just walking around in, like, you know, light pajamas, then let's just watch.
SpongeBob PJs. Let's jump. We can take one call before we get to break. Hey, Madison. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey,
Madison. Real quick, what are your thoughts on this?
I personally think it's cheating. I've done that outside of a relationship, and it's become, like, an obsession. So I can't imagine, like, doing it inside of a relationship. I think it's, like, a weird kink.
Okay.
You've done this?
I have, yeah. Growing up, I had, there was just a hot guy down the street, and he kind of became my obsession.
Ooh.
Right
and you
on.
Got to see, like, into his bedroom? Madison?
She snuck up and was looking through his windows,
at
it sounds
one
like.
One point, but that doesn't matter, right?
Well, it does.
Goodness.
He's like, no big deal.
How hot was he?
He was like,
I mean,
pretty hot, huh? But again, you
spicy,
this
but...
you weren't with anybody, though, right?
Yeah.
This was just kind of you just being sneaky and being a peeping Tom, it sounds like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I think that when you're in a relationship, it could, just from experience, it becomes an obsession. And, like, I think if he's not reciprocating the way that his wife feels, then she's wasting her energy on him.
So what do you think she should do?
She should set the boundary with him, and if he doesn't reciprocate it, then he's, you know, he obviously doesn't respect
boy
her.
Boy, bye.
For sale sign right in the front yard today.
Yeah.
No, for real.
Madison, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you so much. Let's do one more. Joel. Hey, Joel, welcome to the morning show.
Morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we all have our clothes on, so we got that going for us.
No peeping Tom situation here.
What do you think about Vanessa's situation?
All right, so I think it's not necessarily cheating. I do think it's a little dirty, and maybe he should have told her that he noticed it happening. But if you flip it around and put it on the other foot, like the last guest was saying, if she saw some ripped guys across the street without their shirts on working out, and she's not going to take a peek, or she's going to run and tell her husband how ripped these guys are, I think that's just something to think about.
It's kind of true.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling, Joel.
Yeah, thanks, Joel.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
No, I mean, he makes a good point. You know, if you see, like, some guys working on landscaping across the street.
You're going to watch.
All sweaty and jacked.
You're going to know the lawn guy's coming every Tuesday, and you're going to watch.
You're probably not going to tell your husband, guess what I do Tuesday at 11:30 in the morning.
No, you're going to sneak it. You're going to have a glass of wine, and you're going to go on with your day.
Yeah, Joel makes a good point.
All right, guys, sound off about this. What should Vanessa do about this situation? Elliot's been watching the ladies across the street when their curtains are open, taking a little peek. He maybe did it for 30 minutes at one time. He swears. He is swearing this is just innocent male behavior. There's nothing behind it. Vanessa says it's cheating, it's deceptive, it's disrespectful, and she needs to do something about it to punish him, is her words. So how should this all play out? Up to bat, we've got Justin. Hey, Justin, thanks for calling this morning, my man.
Hey, guys. Jamie, Katie, Josh, longtime listener, first-time caller.
Oh,
appreciate
for calling,
that, dude.
Justin.
So this one set you off, though. Naked ladies across the street really set you off. So this is why you're calling.
This is the one you want to talk about.
Well, it's just strange. It's how long has he been watching? Is it, and how long does that become a problem?
Right.
You know, is he a peeping Tom at this point? How long has it been going on? I think that's the main problem.
And it's funny because she didn't put in how long this has been going on.
But she did say he watched once for 30
minutes. For 30
minutes.
So I'm assuming it's probably been going on for a month or two is probably my guess.
Right. But then on the flip side, like I think Katie or one of you, maybe it was Jeremy, said, you know, guys have been gawking at women at pools since, you know, the 1940s. So
I know.
I don't know how innocent it is or how...
You know, at the risk of sounding too pervy and stuff, it's like, yes, guys are going to be checking out the ladies, like you said, at the pool, you know, at concerts, at the mall.
You guys are doing it everywhere.
At the
DMV, let's be
honest. At the grocery store. No.
Pretty much everywhere.
I mean, the list goes on and on.
Well,
I mean,
let's be honest. Girls do it, too. Maybe not as much, but we definitely check guys out when we get a chance.
Yesterday on the show, Katie was gawking over Aaron Gordon in his underpants. You know?
Did you see that, Justin? Did you see him?
I did not.
Okay. So, Katie was in a serious relationship with a guy, would he be like, wow, you were gawking at Aaron Gordon for like 30 minutes on the morning show the other day?
Because I was.
Disrespectful.
Right.
You know, is it just Katie being Katie?
Well, I do think it is disrespectful, and maybe I'm just a loyal man to my wife, but I wouldn't do that. It's one thing if you're walking down the street and you see somebody through their blinds or whatever, but you're sitting in your bedroom or living room or whatever, and you can see them through their window. Like, I feel like one pane of glass is enough. Two panes of glass is
That's where you're drawing the line.
And I think
we're
all thinking those panes of glass are all fogged up anyway.
Exactly.
Justin, thank you, my friend. Thank you for calling, and thanks for being a good, loyal husband, buddy. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening, Justin.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. Love you guys.
Love you again. Just for the record, so am I.
A good husband who doesn't gawk?
It's Tukey.
Tukey.
Hey,
Dookie. So what do you think about Vanessa and her pervy husband watching the ladies across the street?
Yeah, it's cheating, especially if he's posted up, right? That's cheating. Now, I can see if he saw it and was like, you know what, let me handle this right now, close these blinds or sheet, you know. But, you know, if he's posted up, but, you know, it is boundaries, you know, and what she should do. Okay, just let him know the next time she see him doing that, she just shove his head into the window and tell him that I'm going to call the police on you if you pervert.
Listen, you're pervert.
Yeah, you pervert. So, and I'm sure that'll shut that ship down quickly.
Ship.
S-H-I-P.
She said shut that ship down.
It will.
Tukey, you are a very funny lady and very wise. Really Thank you for the call.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye, Tukey.
Did she say he was posted up?
He was posted up. He was watching. Like, he made it.
Is
like,
that what she meant by posted
popcorn.
Up?
He was gawking. That's what she meant.
I don't know if that's what she meant. Oh, my God. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth? Because it's wicked loud.
Oh, yep. I gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
There
we go. It's a little better.
Much better.
So here we got Vanessa. We got Elliot, who's watching the ladies across the street. He's like, it's no big deal. I'm just being a guy. What do you think?
I think he's being a guy. I think that he's being human, really, because both people, I can see everyone doing that. I don't think it's cheating at all. I think she needs to grow up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think it's probably not cheating. I think there is a concern there that, you know, with them being convenient, that it could end up being cheating.
Yeah.
But if it's two ladies living together, they might not even be on, you know, he might not even be on their radar, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I think that if they don't want people looking in their windows, then they should shut their curtains.
Yeah.
Right. You almost kind of wonder if they like it.
Yeah. No, exactly. Keeping the windows wide open.
So really, it's not his fault because they're doing this on purpose.
Well,
it's not his fault.
Well.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with. Robin, thank you for calling.
Yep.
He's in the clear.
They're really, yeah.
But I understand.
This is not his fault.
I understand that she feels left out. I understand that she feels like he didn't tell her, and that's where her hurt comes from. And so I think that, again, if he would have just been more honest about this whole situation and she didn't have to catch him gawking at the ladies between two panes of glass.
It seems like she hovers over him a lot, though. No, maybe he didn't want to say anything because every day she'd be like, what are you looking at? Are you upstairs? Why are you going upstairs? What are you doing up there?
We don't know that.
I feel
though.
Like she's
Come
in his business
on.
A lot. I can tell.
Like you can tell.
I can tell she's in his
helicopter wife.
Is it Bicky?
Getting in his kitchen.
It is Bicky.
Hi, Bicky.
Hi, Bicky. Welcome to the show. Hey, girl. Hey.
All
right. So, what do you think about Elliot looking at these ladies across the street? They're half naked.
So I think Katie is absolutely right. He should have said, hey, check this out. You know, not. Let me have a private moment with these ladies.
Yeah.
And for half an hour? Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was one time.
One time.
Well, and, you know, everybody keeps saying, well, you know, it's a guy thing. Well, yeah, but guys also cheat.
Well, so do ladies.
So do ladies. Hold on.
Ladies do, too. And in defense of gawking at Aaron Gordon, how can you not?
Yes.
But Vicky, it'll make Katie cheat, though. She might cheat by looking at him like that.
No. I mean, I think my husband gets jealous when I talk about, you know, oh, if I could be a cougar, Aaron would be my guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Got your 3-point right here.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. But, I mean, given the fact that I don't have money, I couldn't really be the cougar. But
I still feel like you need to sit down and have a cigarette right now. Did you see those underpants ads?
Oh,
no, I actually missed that moment, but I'm like, darn, I missed a moment.
Well, yeah. it's out there.
It's all over Google right now.
You can just Google Aaron Gordon, Bicky. It will come up.
Just don't tell your husband, Bicky.
Clear that history.
Don't tell your husband. Oh,
but I will. I'm pretty open. So, like, if I do something, I will tell my husband, hey, guess what? I saw this and...
We're going to get you that underwear.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe he wants to check it out with you so you can pick out underwear together for him.
Let's not go crazy.
See?
Let's not go crazy.
We're way off topic. Buddy. Thank you, Bicky. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bicky.
Love you. Oh,
bye.
I love you.
She's so
Kate.
Yes, hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Kate.
What do you think about these sinful naked ladies across the street? It's sinful.
Well, I personally think, like we were saying, we were speculating how long maybe he's been doing this. And if we're right, like a month or two or something like that, and like maybe for 30 minutes, I feel like that's a little too much. Like you're starting to borderline being kind of weird.
Well,
the 30 minutes part, that's what
a
got
long
me.
Time.
I think
why are they naked for 30 minutes?
I think our minds instantly go to... what he might be doing in that 30 minutes, too, which shall remain unspoken. But don't we all kind of...
what are you thinking?
Like, yeah, like, that's kind of got me, giving me the ick, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay, so, yeah, how long has this been going on, and what are you doing while you are watching them?
Yes.
There is a slight concern in that.
Like, yeah, and I'm totally cool. I will walk down the street, and if I see a fine man, I'm the first one to look and say, like, oh, man, that man is attractive.
Yeah,
absolutely. And like we were saying, we do it at the pool and we do it at the store. And I think that's pretty normal from men and women. But
sure.
To sit and like watch someone in their home, like, yeah, they're not in the curtain. So obviously they are more than aware that they could be drawing this attention. But he should have enough respect for himself and his wife to be like, all right, that's enough. That's enough. I've looked long enough or I took a peek or whatever. I'm not going to sit here and watch a whole TV show.
Exactly.
It is a long
30-minute special.
5 minutes max, I think, is
yes,
about it. Yeah.
Yep,
I agree,
it's
Kate.
Too much. She's starting to get weird.
Yep.
Katie, thank you for the call and the sounding off. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
See you later. Every kiss begins with K. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Do you didn't realize how many times I hear that?
I figured. I almost didn't do it.
Wait, that's
but...
not the first? What?
Yeah.
It's the first time I've said it to you.
There we go.
That's so true.
So what do you think, Kay? Do you walk around with your windows open all naked?
No, I don't. But...
good. Because the neighbor husbands are watching you.
You know, I don't mind. You know, I think it's perfectly healthy.
Do you? This is a first. Yeah. I don't think we've had one of these. I think it's normal too. I think you see it, it's convenient, and boom, you're going to watch for a while.
Right. You know, I've gone to a strip club with my man before, so that doesn't really bother me. If we're out and he is looking at somebody, I'm looking, and you know, his, ooh, look at the tits on her, or, you know, okay, the booty on her. Oh, sorry. Oh my God.
Wow, those are nice. Those are nice.
I think we can get away with that, but I hit the dumb button.
I know, you sure did.
I went ahead and hit the dumb. If you're listening online, you heard it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if we can say that on the air or not, but yeah.
She just said that lady looked nice.
Bottom line, K is okay
with
it.
We like K a lot.
My God. Like, I kind of want to go hang
Thank
out with
you, Kay.
She's got
I
a
know.
Potty
mouth. No, she sounds
K,
fun.
I'm sorry, but I think we had to dump that. Qua.
Hi, Qua.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. We're doing really good. So what do you think about Elliot watching these ladies across the street? Breathing all heavy.
You know, 30 minutes is a bit long, and he should have told his wife, you know, but I think her reacting as if it's a really bad thing is a little over the top, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's not cheating, right, Qua?
No, definitely not.
Well, no, it's that old saying, like, you can go window shopping, you just can't touch the products,
literally,
right? Like,
window
but what
shopping.
If he's touching his products while he's window shopping?
Join the fun, you know, they can be half naked too. Join the fun.
Jeez, Qua.
They could just go
over?
Back and forth, yeah.
Naked party at Qua's house this weekend.
Let's introduce ourselves.
That's funny.
I mean, I don't know, you know, could be a fun little fantasy. I don't know.
Totally could.
Look at him laugh.
Totally could be, Qua.
You pervert.
You know what? Let's just make friends. I like your approach, Qua.
Let's make naked
you
friends.
You can make friends, your neighbors. You don't have to travel far. This is great.
No.
Like, this is going to work out
exactly.
for them.
Qua, you need.
Like you got a friend in the neighborhood there. So,
yeah.
You know?
I feel like Qua needs to get some. I feel like it's been a minute for Qua.
I like Qua. I think that's really good advice. Oh,
you're a good man. Thank you for calling this morning.
Thank
you,
Qua. Thank you. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Just make friends. That's the great. That's a good approach.
We can do a couple more. Jules and Chad, it looks like. Hey, Jules. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, you. Go ahead.
I think it's creepy.
Do you?
The 30 minutes.
I think Vanessa's. I think Vanessa's mean to him, and that's why he escapes to the bedroom to do this.
Well, I don't care. If I'm in my own home and somebody's looking through my window, well, I don't care if I have my blinds open or not.
Well, I was going to say, I wanted to ask you that. Like, if you're you know, naked in your own house, which is totally fine, but you just leave your shades open, you're risking the chance of people being able to see through your windows.
For 30 minutes at a time.
Okay, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying in general.
I'm telling you, they're doing it on purpose.
What if they just like the sunlight? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, then they can enjoy the sunlight with a turtleneck on.
Photosynthesis is what they're after.
You're getting vitamin D.
You don't even get the UV through the windows, so you can't do that.
Elliot's getting his vitamin D, too.
I mean, have him go across the street and tell him he's looking through their window and have him see the reaction.
I feel like Vanessa is going to march across the street and tell these ladies,
you need to close your
blinds. This is rude.
You should. Maybe they will close their blinds. They didn't think anyone was looking through.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then you know.
Thanks, Jules.
Or they're all aware.
I honestly think they're doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
Because if it's happening this many times, and Elliot says it's happening a lot, then they're getting their jollies off of this.
Maybe they're like, look who's back again.
And they're getting Elliot in trouble in the process.
They're like, ooh, the wife's coming.
And they know he's weak.
The attention.
They know he's weak,
and they know Vanessa is mean to him.
Elliot has no self-control.
I'm telling you, Elliot's not at fault. Chad.
Gosh. Good morning. How are we today?
Good,
we
Chad.
We are good. We have our pants on. What do you think about this?
Yeah, so I'll mirror a lot of people, but I'll add one more thing. Basically, I think it's human nature for people to check other people out. I don't really see a problem with that. I do think 30 minutes is borderline creepy. Here's what I would say to the whole thing, though. Personally, I think Vanessa and Elliot might have some issues, not regarding this issue, but just in their marriage in general. I personally think that if he's going to be doing this and not mention something, and that's maybe because he knows she's going to have a reaction, and if she tells him that she doesn't like it and he still does it, that basically means maybe he feels like he can't do certain things. I think she's got some self issues, and I think he's maybe not happy with those self issues. And I think there's a bigger issue.
Oh.
You very well could be right.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Like when you broke it down like that, I was nodding my head the whole time. I was like, yep, that sounds
right.
They
might not be compatible sexually. I mean, yeah. We could just throw that out there. Maybe he's into some freaky stuff and she's just kind of like, meh, that's not me. And this is how he's getting it out of his system.
Yeah.
He's not acting on anything. He's just watching. He's just watching.
And which makes it almost creepier, though, right?
It kind of does. I don't know about this guy. I think bottom line, I think I'm going to agree with you, Katie, when you said that he should have told Vanessa and made it a little joint venture between those two.
They're back, Vanessa. They're back.
Yeah. Quick. Yeah,
get an inside joke for them, you know? Yeah.
Our first place
left out. Yeah.
With Nick Nack, our first place together was a townhouse. And across the street, there was a woman who every night would leave her blinds open. And she would be in there naked, lotioning her entire body.
Oh, my gosh.
And
that's for sure.
It would happen quite a bit. And you know what? We would both stand there and watch her and just laugh and just kind of take in the situation. Like, what the hell is she doing?
Yeah.
You know? And it wasn't me standing there alone. It wasn't Nicole standing there alone. It was actually kind of a fun moment to share together.
Yeah, because then it's not creepy. For all of a sudden, it's the creepiness.
It's not creepy for the girl
out.
Lotioning up.
Well, you know what ended up happening?
It's a little creepy for her, but.
You know what ended up happening?
She.
A few weeks later, we saw the guy, because we were kind of kitty quarter from her.
Yeah.
We noticed the guy directly across the street would scamper over a few times during the week with a bottle of wine.
So he was watching,
hey, you know
too.
What?
So we ended
she
up finding out that she was doing it on purpose.
Yeah, not for you, though.
No. Anyway, thank you for writing in for Show Wants to Know to Vanessa. And thank you so much to all the listeners that sounded off today. Even the lady that said the naughty word.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.